Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to give you a pre-listing strategy.
This is Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate, and I want to talk to you a little bit about how you manage a transaction right now for pricing strategy when we're talking about listing a home on the market in today's crazy, crazy market. First, the good news. We are 61% down in inventory. That means buyers have 61% less homes from which to choose this year versus last year at this time in Eugene and Springfield. So that's good news, but you also need to still handle this respectfully when you talk to buyers so that you can optimize the opportunity given the market. So when you're looking at selling right now, the easy ones are rentals, estates, community, someone who's moving to community living or leaving the area because you're a seller, but not also a buyer. And that's more comfortable when you see where the buyers are having to sit with the choices they have available. So the pricing strategy depends on the condition of the home. But let's talk about the condition of the home. If you have, for example, an estate or a rental that has a lot of deferred maintenance that you don't understand very well, I think the best thing to do for strategy is to get inspections before putting on the market. The reason is you want those buyers to go into pending sale with their eyes wide open. You want to make sure that they recognize that they're getting a fixer and to what degree, because when they do their due diligence, they'll kick it aside and take you off the market for 2 weeks, and then you'll be back on the market trying to attract those buyers that you missed out on last time. It's tough to get the attention back. So what you want to do is qualify the buyers by showing them what they're buying with as much information as you can during the inspection, before the offer is even presented, with inspections in hand. Get a reputable inspector, someone that's been in this market that the buyer would respect their insights, and so with the realtors involved, and make sure that you get it done early. That's one thing if you don't know the condition of the property. If you do know the condition and there's a problem, I would go ahead and get estimates. For example, if you have no life remaining on the roof, the buyer is going to discover that during their due diligence. So what you need to do is you need to prepare for that by getting the information to help them be smart at the onset, at the time of the offer, to the condition and the costs that will eventually hit them, because you do not want to have to go back on the market. If you've got an auction setting and you get the highest, best opportunity, take it off the market with that, and then you have to go back to the auction with that same item, it just doesn't have the same momentum. So you want to make sure that you do the inspections and get the estimates early so the buyers can go into the offer with everything in hand so that they are wise to what the opportunity is and they don't leave you hanging later in the transaction. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.